95.3 Gorilla is the Gulf Coast's home for the hottest hits.
The biggest concert tickets.
And more cash than you could possibly imagine.
The Banana Bank opens three times every weekday at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. And only local listeners like you are allowed to win the cash.
That's right. We only have a local contest.
This gorilla game is really easy. You just have to guess if the price of bananas will go up or go down.
I can't believe this.
If you're right, you win the money.
Yeah, it's that easy. But if you're wrong, you're going to find yourself stuck in a bank vault with a very angry gorilla.
You get to guess three times and keep any amount of cash you win.
Or you can keep on playing.
If you guess correctly three times in a row, we'll hit you with a Banana Bank bonus question.
And then you could win an incredible amount of money.
Are you ready? We play three times a day, every weekday. Only right here on 95.3 Gorilla.
Listen to me, all of you.
I heard on the radio.
Today is Tuesday.
How are you today?
We're out of coffee!
Bam! We're making coffee!
I think you've had enough coffee.
Never be enough.
Coffee, coffee, coffee.
What you're hearing is
the Quality Tuesday.
How's Tuesday for you? Tuesday's good.
Tuesday is my Sunday.
A brain freeze before 8 a.m. This is living.
Showtime.
Showtime! Hey, what's going on? It's Ryan on the Gorilla. So much to do this week. We have so much fun stuff for you. Remember, Banana Bank, three times a day, every weekday, 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. More Shinedown tickets all week long. Listen to Alyssa on the Throwback Lunch, too, to win Shinedown tickets. I have them for you in the morning and on the Lunchtime Show with Alyssa. We have some great other prizes, too, on the way. It's now officially summer, after all, right? Memorial Day is now in the rear view. That means it's Hot Gorilla Summer 2026. Are you ready? This is going to be the best summer ever on the coast.
Attention. Cash alert, cash alert, cash alert. Break into the Banana Bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing? Breaking into the Banana Bank?
What are you doing?
95.3 Gorilla, who's this?
Jessica.
Jessica, you're caller number 10 right now for the Banana Bank.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Here we go. Jessica, what town are you in?
Right now I'm in Biloxi. I'm from Bankley.
Excellent. Here we go. Jessica, I have $3,100 in the bonus round, okay?
Okay.
Okay. We got to get there first, though. Before we get there, we're going to start at $25. Jessica, are we going up or are we going down? Where are we going?
Up.
Jessica says up from 25. And Jessica would be right. $25 to $100. We're up to $100. You can keep that cash, Jessica, or you can keep playing. $100. What do we think?
Let's keep going.
We're going to keep going. All right. $100 is a no. That's our new price. $100. Are we going up or down from $100?
Up.
Up again. Okay. Are we going up again? Come on. Come on. Yes, we did. Jessica, we're up to $200.
I'll keep it.
All right. We're going to keep the $200. Are you sure?
Perfect.
Let's do it. All right. $200 in cold hard cash, Jessica. Congratulations. You got the money.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You did it. Hang on so I can get you paid, okay?
Okay.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin.
Ryan Gavin.
In the morning.
In the morning.
On 95.3 Gorilla.
Gorilla.
We're talking about baby name theft. And as a guy, I had no idea that this was a thing. I was shocked when I read about this. But it's a new TikTok trend that I've actually seen on the Tickety Talk recently over the last couple of weeks. And now I'm reading stories about it online. Women are not sharing the names of their children until after the kid is born. They're not telling anybody. And like, I mean anybody, like siblings, parents, close friends, family members, they're not telling anyone because more and more people apparently are stealing the names of their friends' babies. You know, like if multiple people are pregnant and expecting at the same time, baby name theft is a real thing. And it's funny because now that I'm seeing these stories, I remember a few of my friends that have recently had kids, they were complaining about this, about how they dropped some names that they were thinking about, and then all of a sudden some of their other friends and their other cousins and family members suddenly used those names, seemingly out of nowhere. So is baby name theft a thing? Is this something that you've experienced? I didn't even know this existed 2 minutes ago, and now my phones are blowing up. All right, who's first? Kelly's first. Kelly, go for it.
One of my girlfriends took the name that I wanted since high school, and I've been out of high school since 12 years ago.
Oh, no, what a monster. What's the name? What did she steal?
It's Brady.
And you're sure she stole it? Like it wasn't a coincidence? You're 100% positive?
She was asking for boy names when she first got pregnant. She didn't know what it was yet, and I suggested that I was going to use the name Brady for a boy.
Uh-oh.
And then she ended up using that name.
Oh, man, that's the worst. See, I feel like that's just, like, not cool. That's not cool to do to somebody. Chelsea's up next. Chelsea, you're on the air.
Hi, I just had to call and say my baby name got stolen. I had a little boy, and I named him Grayson. And my best friend of, like, 5 years was pregnant and had a baby 6 months later and named him Kason.
She just swapped a letter. Oh, that's kind of ridiculous. How'd that make you feel?
I was so mad. And to this day, everyone tells her her baby name is so cute, but she totally stole it from me.
Well, I don't know about that. I think that people have been swapping letters and making all the fake names for a while. I mean, Kason's not a real name, right? Yeah, I'll fight about this one, too. All right, who's next? Looks like Diane's up. Diane, good morning. Who committed baby name theft against you?
There was my sister-in-law. I was pregnant with my son, but the doctor had told me I was having a girl, and I said, you know, I was going to name her Caitlin Cheyenne. Went through my whole pregnancy calling her Caitlin Cheyenne, and my son answered even after he was born. She decided to name her daughter Cheyenne Snow, so I didn't even get to use it.
Oh, you should have still used it. Dibs. You just got to call dibs and do it.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
I complain about this all the time, but there are too many damn award shows. Last night, the American Music Awards went down, and Billy Idol got the Lifetime Achievement Award.
When I started out in punk rock back in 1976, we thought it may only last about 6 months, let alone 50 years.
50 years of rockin', that's absolutely crazy. Other highlights from the AMAs last night, BTS accepted Artist of the Year.
Homies, we made it once again!
They have absolutely crazy fans. Yeah, BTS fans are nuts. Darius Rucker accepted the award for Veterans Voice. Queen Latifah was the host last night. Cat's Eye got Best New Artist of the Year. Keith Urban performed, so did Billy Idol, and the Black Eyed Peas got a new award category. Best Throwback Song. What? Didn't we already give out those awards back in the day? Yeah, they accepted Best Throwback Song for Rock That Body.
I want to thank all of the fans. Come here, come here. Longtime friends and brothers of Black Eyed Peas.
That's really interesting. Awards for throwback songs. Like, didn't we give out awards for those songs back when they were released? I'm confused by that. Stephen Colbert did something incredibly funny last week. One day after being fired from CBS when they shut down The Late Show, he went out to a community public access TV station in Monroe, Michigan, and he hosted an episode of Only in Monroe. It was a full hour, uncut, you know, public access style. His guests were Jack White as the musical director and Marshall Mathers. Yes, he had Eminem on set, as well as Jeff Daniels and Steve Buscemi. I absolutely love Stephen Colbert. I wonder where he's going to land. And some other quick showbiz headlines today. Jessie J announcing that she's officially cancer-free a year after her breast cancer diagnosis. Great news from Jessie J. And Miley Cyrus is the latest celeb to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That's your showbiz buzz today. Happy Tuesday. It's May 26th.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Lenny Kravitz is how old today? Happy birthday, Lenny. He's 62 years old today. On this date back in 1975, that was 51 years ago, Rhinestone Cowboy was officially released by Glen Campbell. That was a Billboard Song of the Year in 1975.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
I'm actually shocked it's just that old. I thought it was older than that. Happy anniversary to the Rhinestone Cowboy. May 26th is World Redhead Day. Here's a clip from South Park.
We've all seen them on the playground, at the store, walking on the streets. They creep us out and make us feel sick to our stomachs. I'm talking, of course, about Ginger Kids.
Oh, redheads, we love you. And today is also the day that David Lee crashed out. Yeah, on this date back in 1985, 41 years ago, David Lee Roth quit Van Halen just after releasing his version of the Beach Boys' California Girls.
Well, these girls, girls, I really
ugh, sorry, David, that's kind of not doing it for me. You know, he also hosted a radio show for like a minute in New York City. Did you know this? He was the initial replacement for Howard Stern when Stern moved over to the satellite network there. And that didn't go well. Let's add something else to the list that I'm better at than David Lee Roth. There you go. There's your flashback freakout today. Happy Tuesday. It's already Tuesday. It's May 26, 2026. Good morning.